kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Napaaga po ng isang araw ang rollout ng Pfizer vaccine sa isang medical center dito sa Sydney. Ano nga ba ang importansya ng araw na ito para din sa iba't ibang mga mamamayan, hindi lamang dun sa mga nag-aabang ng vaccine, lalong-lalo na sa mga negosyante at dun din sa mga gustong-gusto ng bumiyahe. Alam natin na ang 2020 ay medyo na ano, no, ang KJ, kasi madaming na-cancelang mga tours and mga plans natin. And we're looking forward na ngayong 2021 ay magbabago. Ito nga rin kaya ang nilulook forward ng travel and tours operators, katulad ng ating makakapanayam at ating bisita ngayon sa ating programa, si Chris Centeno ng My Travel Solution Australia. Magandang umaga, Chris!
Napakagandang umaga po, Miss Eddie, and napakagandang umaga sa ating mga tigapakinig. Ang pangalan ko po is Chris Centeno from My Travel Solution. Our office is based dito po sa Melbourne, Victoria.
And Chris, gaano ka nakatagal dito sa travel and tour business?
I have been in the industry for less than 20 years na po.
Wow. So, ibig sabihin talagang naranasan mo na lahat ng ups and downs ng negosyong ito. And we all know that 2020, ito ay isa sa mga pinaka mabigat na taon for everyone, especially in that industry. Pero ano yung hardest part sa'yo nitong pandemic na to?
There have been many events, you know, during the past that's really challenging, maraming roadblocks. But I must say, out of the less than 20 years that I have been in industry, I would definitely say na this pandemic, if the event of the COVID-19 occurrence, is the most challenging event mm-hmm. ever. At hindi lang naman sa akin, alam naman natin na whether you're a business owner, whether you're a person, a family, lahat talaga, you know, it's a big struggle for everybody.
Yeah. Dito sa mga nangyayaring ito, marami tayong mga kababayan ang disappointed dahil maraming travel plans ang na-cancel. Pero I know sa inyo, sa business ninyo, marami ding mga naging problema. But how did you manage to keep your business afloat sa kabila ng lahat nito?
When this happened, especially now in the travel industry in March, you know, talagang napakahirap i-weigh, napakahirap i-analyze, napakahirap i-implement ang plano dahil biglaan ang pangyayari.
Yes.
But I have begun learning things, you know, not just in the business but in life. For me personally, how I managed to make it, on the other side in the planning stage, running the business, I use three elements in my life.
Mm-hmm.
On my right hand, of course, I accepted the fact that things are out of my control,
yeah,
that this is what's happening, and so on and so forth. And on my left, of course, I never expect anything. You know, number one, we keep on saying, you know, there's always light at the end of the tunnel, but we don't exactly know how long that tunnel is. However, mm-hmm. that defines the uncertainty of it, but alam ko that there is light at the end of it. Alam ko that that light will give me the hope. That is the main point, my main focal point. Alam ko that there is light at the end of it that's giving me the hope. But however, what's balancing my faith? What's balancing the acceptance and the no expectation is, of course, what's keeping my legs on the ground is, of course, my faith. Because
mm-hmm.
it's very, very important to have that. It's always good that, you know, we are conceived by, you know, our spiritual aspect, you know, and that will definitely keep us, you know, going every day.
Yes, napaka-importante na kahit paano may pinanghahawakan tayo, yeah, to keep us going, sabi mo nga. And isa sa mga silver linings na nakikita hindi lamang ng mga resident or ng mga mamamayan dito sa Australia, lalo na ng mga business owners, ay itong COVID vaccine. Do you see this as a silver lining pa rin sa'yo?
Oh, yes. At the end of the day, the efficacy and effect of the COVID-19 vaccine will be the fundamental basis of, any and any resolution later on, you know, whether it would be in the travel industry and so on and so forth. Although, before I start answering questions or especially sharing my notion or understanding regarding, you know, the vaccine, let me just make a point that this is my personal understanding and this is my personal analysis on what's going on and how it will be rolled out and so on and so forth. Why I'm saying this? Dahil ayaw kong pangunahan ang plano ng government natin.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of, you know, the effect, the rolling out, and so on and so forth. But, going back to that vaccine, as per your question, that will be the essential basis talaga to when the travel will eventually commence later on in the future. But, of course, that is out of our control, not the airline, not the travel agent, or not any travel partners among the decision yet.
Yeah.
All the travel industry people, including myself, including the airlines, we all rely on government guidelines and handling procedures implemented by every government.
Mm-hmm. May mga napag-usapan na ba tungkol kung halimbawa magkakaroon, kasi inannounce na nila na maglalabas ng mga vaccine certificate sa lahat ng mga magpapa-vaccinate. Will it be useful para sa inyong industry?
Oh yes, absolutely, absolutely. Look, my personal understanding is once the vaccine has been rolled out here in Australia, Australia will henceforth look forward or look into other countries where, you know, that country has been inoculated. Your point being, that certificate will be part of your passport. Yes, it will be. Pero when that event happens, hindi natin alam whether meron pa bang cap in the number of passengers inside the aircraft.
Yeah.
Is it sustainable for the airline to fly because there is a cap in the number? Our passengers we will be required to quarantine and so on and so forth. Those are the questions that remains on the sideline at the moment. But let me also just make a point that my personal belief is that the Australian government will eventually implement a travel bubble between Australia and one particular country under the provision that country has been inoculated.
Yeah, and importante 'yun ano kasi inaalagaan natin ang safety ng ating mga mamamayan. So kung magkakaroon man ng parang pagbubukas internationally nitong mga borders natin, ay mahalaga rin na safe 'yung mga papasok at mga lalabas.
Let me just make a point that we all know I don't really have to say it, but we all know because we have been seeing it on the news.
Yeah.
Na, you know, the main origin of COVID-19 pinanggagalingan talaga are from overseas passengers.
Mm-hmm.
Our government is doing their best talaga to protect its citizens. But if you tried comparing Australia against other countries, let's face it that we live in paradise at the moment.
Yeah, that is absolutely true. And Chris, sa ngayon, meron ka bang tips sa ating mga travelers or yung mga gustong makapag-travel kahit interstate lamang para maging COVID-safe sila?
I always have been a massive supporter, and I've always urged the Australians, tayong mga Pinoy specifically, nandito sa Australia, let's support Australia for Australians. That's number one. If we can travel domestically or even just locally to support our country, our local community, our state, that will be very, very essential para ma-support natin ang economy natin. In the future naman, for future international travel, all I ask for is, let's just be aware na hindi pa talaga safe. When it is safe to do so, all travel partners, industry partners, we will be in touch with you all to advise when there is any further development and improvement in the travel conditions.
Wow, that's really important, yung suporta ng bawat isa. And do you have any message para sa ating mga kababayan?
Sa ating mga kababayan, especially mga, to all Filipino communities in New South Wales and around Australia, I wish you and your family all well. And just think ahead, plan ahead, and keep safe all the time pa. God bless you all.
Maraming,
and mabuhay.
Yes, maraming salamat. Mabuhay, Chris Centeno. Maraming salamat at pinagpipray din namin ano, ang patuloy na success ng inyong business kahit na baby steps. Pero nakikita natin na somehow may pupuntahan ang lahat ng ginagawang ito ng government for everyone.
Oh yes, absolutely. I know it's a big struggle, not just for the travel industry, but for all industries. The thing is, the effect of the COVID-19 is not just on businesses.
Yeah.
It has affected individuals. It has affected families. However, it is a wake-up call for everyone. It is not all about negative things about COVID-19. It has given us positive thoughts. It's brought us all together, you know, as human beings, as people, as family. And I think that's very essential because we tend to forget who we are and where we have been. And, you know, the COVID-19 has brought us together, and I think that itself is a positive effect.
Wow, thank you so much for that, Chris Centeno. Ang dami nating learnings. Maraming salamat sa oras mo for today.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.